This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Late last month, October 28th to be precise, the Speaker of Michigan's House traveled from Lansing to Detroit, not for a political meeting, nor a dinner or a ballgame. Midland Republican Jace Bulger came at the invitation of a Detroit lawmaker to see for himself just what people in Detroit are facing day in and day out. And it would seem that what he saw and what he heard left its mark. Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley has written a series of pieces about this apparent enlightenment of House Speaker Jace Bulger, and she joins us now. Welcome back, Rochelle.
Thank you very much.
So set this up for us. Who exactly invited Speaker Bulger to come and see what life is like for Detroiters?
Representative Harvey Santana, who has had his own issues with Speaker Bulger, invited him. He said, you know what, you need to understand that when we come to you and ask for things, you've got to see why we're asking and what it's about. So come and look for yourself. And true enough, the speaker and the speaker pro tem came to Detroit, and they visited the west side, all up and down the west side, went into broken neighborhoods, went into abandoned houses, walked up and down and saw the scrap metal theft and the stripping of houses that are left, you know, just shells for, you know, criminals to use to hurt children. And went by to, you know, they stopped on the street, which is one of the most interesting things, and talked to people. And two things came out of this. One is I think Jace Bulger really had no idea what life was like in Detroit. And two, rather than be ambivalent about it, he seems to really sort of want to do something about it. There are skeptics, but he's on a mission.
In fact, you describe that visit as a watershed moment for Speaker Bulger. What happened once he got back to Lansing?
He immediately started talking to colleagues about how they have to embrace Detroit. Now, of course, there's no coincidence that this interest in embracing Detroit comes as Detroit is about to undergo major change and is about to probably its filing for bankruptcy accepted. And there's going to be a whole lot of different people in charge who Jace Bulger might, quite frankly, like better. But what he did immediately was help get the scrap metal legislation passed, which Representative Rashida Tlaib had been trying to get done for 3 years. And then he started talking about the high insurance costs, trying to figure out some way to amend the insurance bill. He started talking about whether criminals needed to go to jail and instead should be sentenced to help clean up Detroit if they're nonviolent offenders. All types of ideas started going through his head.
And ideas that we know there's not a lot of money in the piggy bank, but these are ideas that could be affected without having to break open that piggy bank.
The only one that would require some money has to do with public safety, where he talked about just the possibility. Now, mind you, he kept saying, I'm just noodling this, of doing in Detroit what they did in Flint, where they had Michigan State Police to go in and sort of do this zero tolerance breakdown, you know, crackdown to try and help make things better.
Yeah.
But the point was, every single thing that residents and community leaders brought up, he went back and talked about. And that's just not happened. That's one of those things where you go, okay, if this is real, this is good. This is, you know, the beginning of what could be the end of this horrible and decades long feud between Lansing and its largest city.
Now, the word if comes to mind, as you said, if this is real, this is good. And as you point out in your pieces, the speaker's visit happened actually on the very day Governor Snyder and Kevin Orr were, you know, testifying in the bankruptcy trial. And has that timing fueled suspicion by some that Jace Bulger wants to maybe put on a legislative Superman cape and look good?
Oh, absolutely. There are people, including representatives, some of them from Detroit, who said that Jace Bulger has never seen an anti-Detroit policy that he didn't like, and that they think this is all just for show, which, of course, time will tell. The great thing about facts and about whether people are doing things is we will see. You know, at some point we will know whether he actually is serious or whether this is bluster. But some people are not buying it. Some people are amused that he was surprised at the level of antipathy towards Lansing legislators by people in Detroit. He said, I had no idea that there was that much anger. And I'm like, okay, so you don't read newspapers. But I think that the biggest thing and the most important thing is, if this is real, this is the way it should be. I've never lived in any state, and I've only lived in six different states, where there was such a segregationist view and a sort of a hate-filled relationship between the state capital and the city that literally is the engine for the state. You know, it's not, we're not talking, you know, no offense to any small town, but, you know, we're not talking Monroe and Lansing not paying attention to Monroe. We're talking Detroit, mm-hmm. which for a lot of people around the world is Michigan.
And your column points out he seemed to kind of get that, didn't he? He made some comments about realizing that when people think Michigan, they do think Detroit.
If somebody had told me 4 years ago, maybe a year ago, that Jace Bolger would say, when I travel around, and not just in other states, but around the world, and people see Michigan through Detroit's eyes, and we need to embrace Detroit, I literally would not have believed them. But he not only said it, but I think he means it, and he says that there needs to be a better Detroit for his kids. So people do get the sense that, you know, there's something happening, and all we can do is hope again that this is the beginning of a different kind of era for Detroit, a different kind of era for the state, and a new beginning for a relationship between the two.
And meantime, following this visit to Detroit and this kind of enlightenment, if we can call it that, we had Detroit Mayor-elect Mike Duggan at the Capitol yesterday meeting with legislative leaders like Jace Bolger and members of the governor's staff. Did we get any sense of how things went in this visit?
I think most likely what he wanted to do was tell them, get used to seeing me so that you know who I am. And he's getting ready to, well, he just announced his transition team, and so they'll have a sense of who they're going to work with when all of these temporary emergency folks are gone. I think that between the two candidates, what you always want is somebody who's going to work with what's happening to make it better, even if you're trying to change it, instead of immediately saying, well, none of this is going to work, we're going to go backwards. And so there's got to be some forward thinking, some forward progress going on. And I think he just wanted to tell them in person that that's what's happening.
And I have to say, I just as somebody who lives in Southeast Michigan, and as I read your pieces that you put together as Speaker Bolger visited Detroit and then the aftermath, it's nice to read something that is kind of a sense of thawing and kind of hopeful.
That's my goal for 2014. I'm going to be spending a lot more time in Lansing. I can hear the screams coming from the legislators now. what I want to do is to stay on forward. That is literally, you know, my gear is going to be in drive forward all the time. And what I want to do is make sure that anybody who claims they're going to do something to help Detroit, I mark it on the calendar so I can go back and say, okay, this is what you said you do. Anybody who wants the state to be better and wants every city to be better and wants the lives of children to be better, I'm on your side. Anybody who's lying, either to get elected or to get some money or to make a point, I'm on your back. So we're going to just keep up with what's going on. I made a point of saying, as we do the Jace Bolger tour, we're going to keep on it. I plan to write about every step of the way how he keeps his promise to those people that he met and those people that he saw and the mom taking cupcakes to her kid at school across the street from all these abandoned buildings that are so dangerous. He was affected. And if he really is on a mission, I plan to document the mission.
And we plan to be talking to you about it.
Absolutely. Always glad to.
Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley. Thanks for your time, Rochelle.
Thank you.